Jacob Stein, you and I will wait together for the Rebbe. Does that make sense to you?
I don't think there are many other options.
I beg your pardon?
I don't think there really are any other options.
You are absolutely correct. Kalita, you targeted. There's a concept called the Lung Shem, anonymous. And now most of you are practicing the Lung Panim. Am I on target?
Apparently, probably. Seems like it.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem. Chevra, we have to learn Torah because that's why Hashem put us on the planet. Today's topic, I'm going to like to do a skira, like an overview on Melacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa. As you remember, the Gemara tells us on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis that if someone digs a hole and the person needs the dirt rather than the hole, so that is called a Melacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa. And even though Rabbi Yehuda says Melacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa is going to be Chayiv, but in this case, the Gemara explains, it is Mekalkel. In this case, you don't really, you're destroying the house. It's Mekalkel. You're making a hole in your house. So Mekalkel, even Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, is Potter. Ad kan divrei ha-Gemara on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. And we felt that it was worthwhile to use this Gemara just to have a brief overview about the topic of Melacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa. And last time we learned, we noted that on Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, going over to Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara talks about a case of someone is motzi hameis, so someone carries a corpse out of the home. So in that case, is off the Gemara. It is a Melacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa. Rashi, and therefore, if it's a Melacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa, it's going to be putter even to be motzi the mace into Rishos Haravim. If you hold that's Melacha Hatzricha Legufa, or if you hold Melacha She'ena Tzricha, excuse me, if you hold that Melacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa is going to be Chayiv, the heter is only to carry the mace into a Carmelis, not into Rishos Harabim. And we noted that Rashi over there in Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis says that the definition of Melacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa is Bertzono Lahaya Ba'alo, meaning you prefer that the fellow didn't die. You don't want the mace at all. Therefore, because you don't want the mace at all, if I carry the mace outside, that is Melacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa. Melacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa, according to Rashi and Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, is preventative. And Tosis on Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph has an extensive disagreement with Rashi, quoting a bazillion Gemaras that effectively indicate that Melacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa is not preventative. That Melacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa, the Gemara says, if someone is soser, someone destroy, or I'll give you a case. Someone is kireya, if it's a yiriya shenafa badarna, you have a curtain and a moth gets into the curtain. So that, the Gemara says, is the source of the Melacha of Korea. You have to rip the curtain in order to resew it. Yiriya shenafa badarna is the case of Korea. Korea amenas litpar. According to Rashi, was it Korea? Bertzono lo haya ba'alo. You'd rather that there was never a moth that got onto your garment. So this leads Tosis to a new Hagdara of Melacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa. And the Hagdara that Tosis develops against Rashi is that Melacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa means that a person is doing an action and the person does not want the totsa'a, the person does not want the result of the action which happened in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, all the malachos were done for a particular result. If I do a malacha for a different intended result than what they intended in the Mishkan, zaktosis, that is a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, again, against Rashi. Rashi has a different definition of malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. And what we commented last time is v'cha'ora, Rashi's definition of malacha she'ena tzricha legufa on Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis does not work with our Gemara on Ayin Gemara days. Rashi says Malacha Shein Smicha LeGufa means that it's preventative. Malacha Shein Smicha LeGufa means that Bertzono Lohaya Ba'alo. But one second, how come if I dig a hole and I only need the dirt, that is Malacha Shein Smicha LeGufa? And the only reason I'm Potter, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is it's Mekalkel. Nish'elat ha-she'ela. According to Rashi's definition that it is preventative, why is that case called a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa? When I dig the hole, it is not preventative at all. That's the question that we addressed last time. And I have in my notes that Reb Asher Weiss has an essay in Simon Pei Aleph of his Sefer to try to address the question. And I reread it this morning, and I recognize that I have no idea what the man is talking about. So I can't really answer the question. Reb Asher Weiss basically says, according to Rashi, there's like two maslulim. There's two tracks within Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa, and Rashi elsewhere has a definition of Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa that sounds like Tosis. Again, I don't know. I don't know why or how. I do not know how the Gemara on Ayin Gimel on the base can call it, how that could be called Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa according to Rashi's definition of what Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa is, preventative. Maybe Reb Asher Weiss is correct that Rashi has a different definition somewhere. I don't know. I didn't understand it. Obviously, Tosis doesn't feel that Rashi agrees with his definition because Tosis has a million questions on Rashi, right? So I'm not really sure. What I could say, however, perhaps, is that you don't really need the yesod of Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa and Mekalkel when I dig a hole that ain't Sarach Ela La'afra. And this is a point that the Chazon Ish makes. The Malacha of Chofer, Babayis Amchayev Mishum Bona, Besada Amchayev Mishum Choresh. That means that digging a hole kishala atzmo is not a malacha. It's a malacha at home because I'm building something. It's a malacha in the field because I am preparing to plant. But the act of digging a hole itself is not an act that is chayiv. Were it to be an act that is chayiv, I would not be able to distinguish between babayis and besada, etc. Now again, we had this conversation a little bit in terms of the Magen Avraham and taking out garbage, right? The Magen Avraham versus the Eglei Taba, taking out garbage, right? The Magen Avraham about digging or about filling in a grave on Yontiv, right? We had a bit of a conversation about, is there a location ever that's neither bias nor sada? But this conversation is a little different. This conversation is a way of saying that digging a hole is not a malacha. Choresh is a malacha. Besada, the hole is choresh. Bebayis, the hole is bone, the malacha is bone. Digging a hole is not a malacha. Memela, if I dig a hole, ve'ein tzarach ela la'afra, that lacha ora is not the malacha of choresh or bone or anything. So I really don't need to come on to Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa and the Kalkel. I could just say that's not the malacha. I saw this a few minutes ago in the Sefer Minchas Ariel, which is near my seat in the Beis Medrash. I think it's an interesting idea. Again, I don't know. I don't completely have an answer to Rashi and how Rashi says that Malacha She'ena Tzricha LeGufa is going to be defined as a preventative malacha in light of the Gemara that says Kleifergum of Einsachal Afra. The one thing I could say is that perhaps our Gemara doesn't really mean Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Our Gemara in Ayin Gimel means that it's just totally not a Melacha. And we're using the words highly imprecisely. Jake, does this fit in with your world view that the Pantan Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa does not exist? What? Yes, Jake clarified he was kidding.
I didn't say it doesn't exist. I just said that I'm not convinced it does exist yet.
You're not convinced that what?
I didn't say I'm convinced it doesn't exist. I just said nobody's proven to me that it does exist.
Spoken like a true philosopher. Okay.
Rebbe,
yeah, Nady, how are you?
If you want to apply the words imprecisely, how can it apply the machlokas imprecisely?
How what?
How can it apply the machlokas imprecisely?
How can I apply the machlokas in which case?
It's a machlokas of Shimon Yehuda.
Right.
So, like, if you had the word Melachashen Tzichol Gufa in the Gemara in a vacuum, and we didn't mention Yehuda, we didn't mention Shimon, we just had the word Melachashen Tzichol Gufa, so you could say, oh yeah, that's just not a melacha. But like, you'd have to say that the whole machlokas everywhere in all of Chas, I don't even know how that would fit in. What is the machlokas? Like,
I think the machlokas Rashi and Tosis is just how do I define the terms, right? How do I define the word melacha shein tzricha l'gufa? And you're right. There are a million cases, and I'm going to talk about that in 3-4 minutes.
A global principle.
Rebbe, I think Nadi's asking how can you can't allow that for the Gemara when the Gemara says it fits into the machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Then how do you allow that from Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa?
I can't learn from the Gemara since there's a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Yeah.
Then how can you say the Gemara is allowed that way using the term?
You'd have to change the term in every other place in all of Shabbat.
I mean, you could also possibly answer that everything in Hilchos Shabbos Machlokas is Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. So it's not so weird to say that there's another one that we'll call like this.
And so I'll say it like this.
There are two machlokos that go by the same term.
I didn't really want to go there, but the Gemara on Kuf Vav defines that a totsa'at tzadi. If I have a side purpose as to why I am doing an action, if I am choyvel v'tzorech lekalbo, no? Let's say I draw blood because my dog wants the blood, right? Meizah sibashi, dogs like blood, I don't know. Choyvel v'tzorech lekalbo. So the Gemara says that that is considered a Totza'at study. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're chayiv on Totza'at study. According to Rabbi Shimon, you're pater on Totza'at study. The Gemara also uses the term Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa over there. I think that that sugya is demonstrating that the word, and I don't have full Havana on this because, again, one of the difficulties in the sugya is it's so intractable. There are so many different hashlachot, so many different sugyas that are related, etc. But I do see from the Gemara in Kuf Vav that the machlokas from Yehuda Reb Shimon is also about secondary purpose. And once I have a Gemara in Kuf Vav that tells me the machlokas about Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is relevant to secondary purpose, so that's why the Gemara on Ayin Gimel Amid Beis has to tell me that when I dig a hole and I only need the dirt, that even according to Yehuda I'm potter, because Hasvara no sendis according to Yehuda should be chayiv out the secondary purpose of it. Meaning, I'm trying to say, I don't know if Usher Weiss is saying this, like when I read it a little bit quickly, but I do think that there's another Machlokas of Yehuda Reb Shimon, which is also termed Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, and that's a Machlokas about Totza'at Tzadit. And what the Gemara in Ayin Gimel Amid Beis is getting at is, do I say that Chayfer Guma Ve'ein Tzarech Ela La'afra is also considered a Totza'at Tzadid?
Really, the Gemara on Kofav doesn't actually use the term Malachos Ein Tzarech L'Gufa. It used the word Tzarech and references the Malachos to Shimon B'Yudah, and it's Malachos to Shonim there we're talking about.
Agreed, but certainly Rashi over there learns that's about Malachos Ein Tzarech L'Gufa. That certainly is a major school in Rishonim. One thing I see from that Gemara is I can use the term Malachos Ein Tzarech L'Gufa in a different sort of way. It's almost like in English we have things called homonyms, right? There are two words that sound the same, but they have different meanings. I would argue that the Gemara on Ayin Gimel Amid Beis is not talking about the dugma klasit of Malacha She'en Atzricha Legufa. It is telling me a different type of Malacha She'en Atzricha Legufa based on rules of Totza'ah Tzadit. Again, I think that we have to do a lot of work to understand this sugya. I tried to go through the Mara Makomis. Last time I did this, I went through the Makoros in the Sefer Archos Shabbos. In the third volume of the Archos Shabbos, he deals with all the Klolim in Hilchos Shabbos, giving Mara Makomis about that. This time I decided to read the footnotes in the beginning of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, just to try to trace the paper trail of Malachat Shein Atzricha Legufa. It's a worthwhile endeavor. It's a worthwhile endeavor to try to go through the paper trail and figure out what the sugyas of Malachat Shein Atzricha Legufa mean and how we paskin la halacha. I want to do some of this now, but I have to admit that the ball doesn't start rolling if I can't define the term Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. And I do have some difficulty defining the term in light of our Gemara, which is our point of our launching point for this conversation. So I'm going to need your help, gentlemen. If any of you have something good, so like tell me, because I am kind of stuck on this issue.
Are we going to connect this back to the Ashbo we spent some time on and when we were doing Mukta stuff?
So I want to go back to how I paskin about Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. And let's go back. We mentioned this last time. The Ranan Lamed Hei Amid Beis quotes Machlokes HaRishonim. The Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, is against all of Judaism. And that the Rambam paskins that Malacha She'en Atzricha Legufa is going to be Chayiv. That's what the Rambam says. Hard to know, like what we do with this. The Rambam says it. But the majority of Rishonim assume that Malacha She'en Atzricha Legufa is Pater like Rib Shimon. Now, let's just go through a case, and I want to do a beer hagrub with you. And we'll try to develop this yisod. Shintes Zayin Si'if Ches. If a person traps an animal, Hatsodon Litzorech Chayiv, if I trap an animal, Litzorech, I want the animal, right, then I'm Chayiv. But if I tzodon shalo litzorech, if I trap the animal because I don't have the tzorech, I don't want the animal, o stam, or I stam as I trap an animal, it's either shalo litzorech or stam. Hard to know exactly what the difference between these terms is. So then the din is patra aval aser. That's a malacha shein tzricha legufa, your patra aval aser. But according to the Rambam, your chayiv. Now, the Vilna Gaon over here says, why would the Rambam say Malacha She'en Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv? So the Vilna Gaon writes that the Gemara in Erevin Amem Vav tells me that whenever there's a Machlokas Rebbe Yehuda, Reb Shimon, I pass on like Rebbe Yehuda. That's point one in the Gra. Point two in the Gra is printed out of place. The last line of the Gra says, Shmuel svirelei kavosei amembeis amet aleph. V'kama masnisen kavosei. That Shmuel holds like the Tana Reb Yehuda. Membeis amet aleph. We had this Gemara, membeis amet aleph. I think this might be what Nady was referring to. The Gemara says, if I have a gacheles shell mateches, if I have a metal coal, so the malacha of kibui there is not the full-fledged malacha of kibui. So the makom hezek derabim, you're allowed to extinguish a gacheles shel mateches. An iser derabanan is allowed to be done, the makom hezek rabim. A gachel sha'etz, the Gemara says, if you hold like Reb Yehuda, you can't extinguish it. And the Gemara quotes that Shmuel felt you can only extinguish a gachel shel mateches, not a gachel sha'etz. That would indicate that Shmuel paskins like the Tana Reb Yehuda. Right, that's considered malacha shein shichul gufa. I'm extinguishing the coal because I want to prevent the hezek. That's malacha shein tzrichah l'gufa. Now that case is obviously malacha shein tzrichah l'gufa clearly in Rashi's definition. But the yesod that the Gra over here is getting at is not so much about the definition, but the Gra is getting at the yesod that the Rambam uses that Gemara to paskin that malacha shein tzrichah l'gufa is chayiv. The Rambam paskins like Reb Yehuda, not like Reb Shimon. The Gra writes that it's not just that the Rambam paskins this way. Shulchan Aruch and Shin Tesazayin Se'if Ches has two opinions, right? The second opinion is that the Rambam says that you're chayiv. But Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Mem Se'if Aleph. Shin Mem Se'if Aleph is talking about if you cut your hair on Shabbos or you cut your nails on Shabbos. So the din is you're chayiv. You're chayiv if you cut two hairs. Chayiv! How am I chayiv? Right, that was my attempted Rabbi Willig imitation. Chayiv! Right? How are you going to be chayiv if you cut your nails? You don't need the fingernail. Twice on Sadi Dawud says, I'm only chayiv if I cut my nails, if I need the fingernail. Why am I chayiv if I cut nails? Why does Shulchan Aruch use the Lashon chayiv in Shin Mem Sif Aleph? Says the Vilna Gaon, Shulchan Aruch uses the Lashon because the Vilna Gaon, I was looking at the Sharatian, the Vilna Gaon writes, Shah Milakeit, Sosam kedas harambam dehalocha kreb Yehuda bimlocha shein tzricha legufa vasug yizu muchach ken dehalocha kreb Yehuda v'hu raya lopsak harambam. Zuck the Gemara, the fact that the Mishnah in Sadi Dalet says if I cut my nails and chomp some chayiv is a psak, like is muchach that I paskin like the Rambam. That's what the Gaon says. You get an impression that the Gaon actually holds like the Rambam. These two gongs. There's a third din of Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, a third instance where the Machaber is so same that Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is going to be Chayiv. In Simon Reish Samachay Se'if Aleph, it says that you're not allowed to put a Kli Menukov on top of a Nair because you might be mistapik Mimenu and you're Chayiv Misham Kibui. Right? I might take some of the oil out and I'll be chayiv for kibui. Why am I chayiv mishum kibui? In that case, right? So the Magen Avraham writes, oh, I'm chayiv mishum kibui according to the Rambam who paskins malacha shein tzrich l'gufa is chayiv. Right? If your whole malacha shein tzrich l'gufa is not chayiv, so you're not going to be chayiv mishum kibui. You get the impression from the Mechaber in Reish Samachay and in Shin Mem that he paskins like the Rambam. In Shin Tes Zayin, the Mechaber quotes two shittos. In Shin Lamed Dalid, Se'if Chot Zayin, that's our case of being Mechaba Gacheles Shel Eitz. The Mechaber quotes two Shitos as well, that the Rambam says it's Usser, others hold it's Mutter. You get the impression that we take this idea of Mechaba Gacheles of Melocha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa and the Rambam somewhat seriously. The Mechaber seems to take it seriously. So much so that the Mishnah Brura in Shin Yud Aleph, Se'if Katin Yud, Shin Yud Aleph, Se'if Katin Yud, right? The case is, am I allowed to carry a mace into the Rishus Harabim. Yesh mishamatir lahotziyo af Rishus Harabim. That din is interesting, though. No? The first opinion is you're only allowed to carry a mace into a karmos. The first opinion is that it's usher to carry a mace into Rishus Harabim because it's malacha shein tzvichu l'gufa, which is going to be chayiv according to the Rambam. The second opinion says yesh mishamatir. You get an impression the Stam opinion is to be machmir. The Mishnah Berurah writes, the ayin and the taz and the elya rabba, the halacha kedeya rishona, mishum da harbi poskim sovrim kimosa, ubefrat malacha shen tzuchel agufa, gam kein lo berurah dehu pater, the yesh poskim kreb Yehuda. Right? In other words, the Mishnah Berurah, again, maybe one could argue that this is part of the frumkeit of the Mishnah Berurah, perhaps. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that we should be choshesh that malacha shen tzuchel agufa is going to be chayiv. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Shin Yud Aleph, and l'cha'ora, that's what should emerge from a number of the psukim of the Rambam. But let's take a step back to Shin Tes Zayin, where we started. Shin Tes Zayin, where we started. If I trap an animal, shelo l'tzorech, right? I don't need the animal, and I trap the animal. So then it's a machlokas based on malacha she'ina tzricha l'gufa. That shin tes zayin se'if ches. What is the example of trapping an animal shelo l'tzorech? So the Mishnah Berurah, se'if katan lamed gimel, what does he write? The Mishnah Berurah, shin tes zayin se'if katan lamed gimel.
To play with it.
To play with it. Right now, here's the issue. I trap an animal, right? Let's say it's a super cute lizard. Lizards are awesome. They're like the best pets ever, no? So I catch a super cute lizard, and I'm going to play with the lizard on Shabbos. Zuck the Mishnah Berurah. That is called a malacha she'ena tzericha ligufa. Right? I'm catching a lizard to play with. Why is that malacha shein tzricha l'gufa? Why is this considered a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa? L'cha'ira, I want the lizard. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, in the Hakdama, he sends you to a footnote he writes later on in Perek Chav Zayin, that the Mishnah Berurah does not mean you want to play with the lizard. The Mishnah Berurah means that you're playing a game called catch the lizard. The game involves running around and catching a lizard, then you're gonna dump the lizard. You're not gonna play with the lizard. Right? I'm not gonna play with the animal. I'm not gonna use the cheft of the animal. What I want is the maisa of catching the animal, not the chefta of the animal.
Rabbi, halacha lamaisa, this shouldn't be done with the rats in the Washington Heights?
Should this be done with the rats in Washington Heights?
Halacha lamaisa.
Is it a
even on a Tuesday, not on Shabbos. Rat?
Or is it like a yucky game? I think most people don't want rats, right? Bertsono lo ba'alo. Correct?
I'm not saying no chops. I'm saying on a regular Tuesday, Stamazoy to play this game. Is there a heter for it?
Is there a heter to play the game called Catching Rats? You're saying out Sabalachayim?
Out the rat. The rats in the heights are gross.
The rats in the heights.
I'm making a joke.
I'm just not hopping the joke. I mean, this is like, there's Amkus over here in this joke, which I'm not getting.
The joke's ain't a tzricha l'gufa.
It's ena tzricha l'gufa because I don't want the rat. I'm just not a 1,000,000% sure exactly. Am I missing something, guys? Apparently, yes. Right?
No, you're not missing anything. Shudu kumash mo, it just wasn't that funny of a joke. Apparently,
we're trying now. Well, you're trying. Now, this idea of the Mishnah Berurah in Perek, in Simon Shin Tazayin Se'if Katan Lamed Gimel, comes from a Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Chaf Aleph. The Rambam writes, Shmoyne Shrotzim Hamurim B'Taira Hatzod Echad Mikulam Bein Letzorech Bein Shelo Letzorech O L'Sachek Bahen Chayev Ho V'Neskavim Latzud B'Tzod. Right? The Rambam seems to be saying that L'Sachek is Chayev, and that's because according to the Rambam, Moloch Hashem Tzirkul Guf is Chayev. But if you read slowly and carefully, you'll notice that there's a difference between the Rambam, the way the Rambam quotes it, and the way the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Rambam. The Lashon HaRambam is L'sachek Bohen Chayiv. The Mishnah Berurah shriped L'sachek Aber Eshriped Nish L'sachek Bohen. Right? It could be that Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach's take on the situation is exactly correct. That at least the Chol HaPachas in the Mishnah Berurah, it says L'sachek, not L'sachek Bohen, meaning you don't want the animal itself. You want the game called animal catching. You don't want the actual animal. If you want the actual animal, that would be Tzricha Legufa. Reb Usher Weiss, however, says that he has a different mahalach over here. His mahalach is that everything in the world has a real purpose. Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa means, like we said according to Taisvis, I'm doing a melacha for a different purpose than it's ordinarily done. So far, so good, right? Let's say I do a melacha, but I don't want the item. I want the totsa'ah, but I don't want the totsa'ah kishala atmo. I want the totsa'ah to demonstrate something else. Let's give an example. You know, there are two types of shots. Any of you planning to be doctors, Nady, right? You're going to be a doctor, correct?
Hopefully. I'll wait to get accepted somewhere.
So there are two types of shots. Ready? There's intramuscular shots and intravenous shots. I could put a shot into the muscle, or I could put the shot into the vein. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that he heard from Dr. Schlesinger, the head of Shaar Tzedek Hospital, that when you put a shot into the vein, you need to draw a teeny bit of blood beforehand to make sure that it's in the right place, and then you put the shot in. When I draw that blood, is that a melacha tzricha legufa, or is that melacha she'ena tzricha legufa? That's a huge nafkamina, no? Is giving a shot in the vein a da'iraisa or a da'rabonon? Is it mutter for a chola she'en bo sakana? An intramuscular shot is for sure mutter for a chola she'en bo sakana. That zikr is a da'rabonon. But a intravenous shot, it could be it is a da'iraisa because you need the blood. On the other hand, I don't really need the blood. I need the blood for some other purpose. I need the blood because I want to give the injection into the vein. Right? Another example of this. Tzovea is a melacha. Sometimes you have a diabetic and the person has to test their urine. And one of the ways to test it, or sometimes for pregnancy tests, women have to test their urine to find out if they are ovulating and the like. And they stick a stick into the urine and it changes colors. They don't really want the color. They want the color for some other purpose. No, I want the color in order to know something else. Is that called Tzricha Legufa? Ain't it Tzricha Legufa? It's not 1,000,000% clear. The Achronim are make on these shaylas, no? The Alter Rebbe writes in Shulchan Aruch a shayla, how come a woman is allowed to do a bedika for nida on Shabbos? Isn't that a shayla of tzoveya? So again, over, because it's going to come out red potentially. So over there, it's a Dovr Sheni Miskaven. You'd rather it's not red. But it could be that even if it is red, and even if your kavona is Me'ezus Yibashi, that you want to know it's red, still it's going to be Potter, because I don't want the red Kishala Atzmo. I want the redness to be Megala something else.
What if it's because that you don't want it, you'd rather have a clean Tzedika? I don't want it to be red.
Right, so that was the first possibility. I don't want it to be red. Which would be different than my diabetic strips, where I taka do want to know, or my strips that indicate whether the woman is ovulating. No? You do want to know those things. But you want to know by the diabetic strip if you're able to eat to drink the grape juice, or if you need to, right? If you need to take insulin or whatever, right? It's a diagnostic for something else, but I might want the something else. Says Rav Usher Weiss, he thinks that this is the Pshat in the Rambam, and he feels that this is what the Mishnah Berurah means also. He does not have my diuk, the difference between the Sachek and the Sachek Bahen. But he suggests that since I am capturing the lizard, not because I want the lizard kishala atzmai, not because I want the lizard as my pet, but I want to play the halige game of lizard, right? So maybe that is like the intravenous shot. Maybe that's like when I take blood out and I don't need that blood. I need that blood only to be able to make an injection in the vein afterwards. I don't need the color on the strip. I need it to megala something else. Perhaps that's also called melacha she'ina tzricha legufa. Now, we're already getting into sensitive issues. The Torah tells us in Parshas Baha'alosecha that there was this Jew, Tzlafchad, who's a Makoshi Sheitzim. Tzlafchad wanted to die for whatever the reason, so he's Mechalal Shabbos. Well, if I want to die and I'm Mechalal Shabbos in order to be killed, maybe that's a Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, no? Because I don't want the Eitzim that I'm Mekoshesh. I have a death wish, right? But paradoxically, right, that becomes a Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. No? You think I'm making this stuff up? There's a ton of literature on these questions. It's very, very hard.
Did Rebbe find this in the Chavetz HaSharon?
Did I find this in the Chavetz HaSharon? He does talk about this, yes. this is classic Torah, no? It's like a fun Shaila. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. If I'm doing a Malacha for some other purpose, I want the result. I want to have the Eitzim. But I don't want the Eitzim for the Eitzim. I want the Eitzim because I want Bichayev Misa. Or let me give you another example. Someone I know is a Rav in Muncie, and he got the following Shaila. A woman has terrible anxiety. Terrible anxiety. So she was advised by her therapist that one of the things to relieve her anxiety is she should buy a loom, and she should weave all the time. Is she allowed to weave on Shabbos? Now, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you know how many malachas you could violate by weaving on Shabbos? Right? This is like, wow, in terms of the Avera contests, you win. Right? This is the grand salami. Right? You are doing as many possible malachas as you could do. But I am weaving not because I want the cloth. I am weaving because I don't want the anxiety. But I want the cloth because having the cloth and the, right, effectively, it's almost like I want the maisa, not the chalos, not the totsa'a. But I sort of want the totsa'a because the totsa'a helps me want the maisa.
I've been trying to violate Shnei Basenirim for years, but I never knew how to do it.
Yeah, now you could do it. It's unbelievable. Now you can violate Pultzei and Shtei Batei Nirin. And like there's so many malachas you can violate. Oh, what a geshmaka thing. You have a loom. So this rabbi had the following shayla. Is that considered a malacha shein? It happens that the pashtus is it's like chola sheyesh bo sakana. The therapist gave this woman the prescription of weaving because this was like the one activity that like there's potential suicide, Rahman Lutzon, in that case. But it is an interesting question whether we could permit this for chola sheein bo sakana. Right? Is this called a malacha shein tzricha legufa? Right now, it's a little bit hard to assume that when you do a malacha, the normal way the malacha is done, but because you have an ulterior motive, that becomes malacha shein tzricha legufa. It's a little hard to hear. Aber, it could be. But it could be that's exactly what this Rambam is saying. Okay, Nady, what's your rebuttal?
Shouldn't it be
a psikresha?
Like,
it's not a psikresha. I'm doing the maisa. I am doing the maisa of, I'm doing the maisa of what's it called?
Like that's exactly what a psikresha is. I'm doing the maisa of kriya modus, but like it's gonna end up doing the pista that's normal for this action anyway.
Yeah. I don't know, gentlemen. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm just like. Putting this idea out there, basically, b'kitzar ma'aseh, the Rishonim all say that we pass gim lacha shein tzricha gufas pata like Reb Shimon. When we open the Shulchan Aruch, we do see heidim, we see echoes of Reb Yehuda, which is how the Rambam paskins, but there's a few places where the Mechaber, now again, in terms of just like practically speaking, the Mechaber's approach to writing Shulchan Aruch is he did what we call cut and paste in Microsoft Word. Right, he takes the Nusach HaRambam and just pastes into the Shulchan Aruch. So the fact that in Reish Samachay, it sounds like Yechayim, and Shimon you're saying it sounds like Yechayim, maybe that's just because of cutting and pasting. Nonetheless, Achrayim are very bothered by this question. What do you mean, Malach HaShem Tzricha Legufa is going to be Chayiv in Shimon and in Reish Samachay? The Bir Halach in Shimon, by the way, tries to address the issue in terms of technicalities within the Malach of Gozes. But the Mishnah Brura in Shin Yud Aleph, in that Mar Mokum in Sifkatin Yud, sounds like he's Koshesh for the Rambam that Mokhash and Sifkat Gufa is going to be Chayiv. And then we had our bit of a question about catching an animal, a Sachik. Is that called Srichal Gufa? Ain't Srichal Gufa? Perhaps it's relevant for intravenous shot and for our famous case of weaving. Yes, sir.
Rebbe's rat that they have at home, does that count?
I don't know. Is that considered playing with an animal when you just watch the animal run around? Right? You're running around in a rat, on a rat wheel, around and around and around and around. That's what they say. If you win the rat race, you're still a rat. But the point is, I don't know. I mamish have no idea. I think it's unlikely that Tzlafchad wouldn't be Chayef Misa because of Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. I think that's very unlikely. I think the Kasha, though, is an interesting Kasha. Okay, gentlemen, have a wonderful day. Zayge Benj. Okay. Kol Tov. Bye-bye.